Okay, this is my micro review of Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, and if I don't have enough time, I should say if I have too much time, because what is there really to say about it? I will go into the other movies I've been watching, like Total Recall and Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Yay! Okay, moving on. I don't really know what there is to say about Harry Potter that needs to be said. Dumbledore is queer, like, officially, but then he kicks it. So, and then there was this other British guy who's also a fag. But, no disrespect, by the way, because he's not using fag in the Louis C.K. sense. So, therefore, it's okay for me to be using it, because I don't mean it that he's gay, literally. Dumbledore, though, totally gay. Totally gay. Anywho, Helena Bonham Carter is there. She looks fucked up and haggard looking. Harry is all like getting kissed on, and then the other guy, Ron, whatever, gets smacked. And then it ends. Dumbledore dead. Moving on to Total Recall. Okay, granted, that movie was 17 years ago. But that shit did not do anything to advance race relations. When the one fucking black guy on Mars is basically like a racial stereotype, like... It would be awesome and also sad if he was like, "Massa, where do you want me to drive you?" Because the guy's a taxi driver and he's all like, "I'm crazy black guy, woo! Crazy, and I'm black." And then it's all like, "Surprise, I'm an alien, and then I'm working for the white guy because he's paying my salaries as an indentured servant, etc." I don't know, just the way the movie treats freaks, like apparently midgets are freaks, which like... they're close, but I wouldn't really call them that. And then you got the triple boob lady, and she gets treated better than both the black guy and the midget lady. And they got the freaky faced people. And it takes you like 15 fucking minutes to die. Excuse me, when you get on like the surface of fucking Mars, like, it should take you more than goddamn, or less than 15 minutes, dude. That shit ain't right, even though the effect is pretty cool for like 1990 shit or whatever. Okay, moving on, again, to Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. I had no idea that Kate Denning's titties were so fucking huge. Like, granted, she's wearing a pusher bra, but goddamn, woman. She got them titties on going on there. Her face is, like, eh, but the titties are them big. And then, it's kind of unbelievable. Okay, backpedaling a little bit. That movie has fucking awesome cameos. Like, you got Harold and / Sulu. You got Andy Samberg, which is, like, the one that I most geeked out on. Seth... I want to say Seth Greenberg, but I don't... the guy who fucking anchors Weekend Update on SNL, and he's the head writer, so... you know, pardon me for not knowing his last name, whatever. But he was there... the Chinaman kid from Disturbia was there. All sorts of shit going on in that movie, okay? With the peoples. And then one part is, like, really the hottest looking girl in the movie is, like, the drunk bitch. And she all, like, "I just vomited in a fucking toilet." And then she picks out her gum, and then she chews on it, and her phone fell in the vomit water, toilet, poo, water. And then she uses it, and then her friend with the titty lady ends up drinking, chewing on the gum. And then the guy from Freaks and Geeks, I believe, was in the movie, Sam, but I don't know. I'd have to see what he looks like again, because, like, his face is kind of different from what he was as a kid, but overall, that wasn't bad. And, yeah, those are the movies I've been watching. Alright, peace out. This, yes...